Hey everyone, welcome to Poetry Pod. This is podcast number 13 on the poem Commercial Break, Roadrunner Uneasy, which was written by Tim Siebels. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. So, Commercial Break, Roadrunner Uneasy is a poem about the Roadrunner from the cartoon series Looney Tunes. The poem outlines Roadrunner's reflections on his life in the warm, dry and dusty deserts of America. Can you recall two or three key ideas in the poem? What kind of things does the Roadrunner describe and think about? At the beginning of the poem, Roadrunner feels that his life is funny and is quite content to be living on the greener side of life, even if he is aware of small, unusual details like the fact that the sun never moves or that despite all his running, it doesn't actually lead him anywhere. While the Roadrunner is conscious of his power and speed, and somewhat proud that he can evade even the most determined attacks by the coyote, he begins to ask the question if this could be a setup, if this is all there is to life. During the show's commercial break, Roadrunner begins to feel a little uneasy as he further wonders if there is some big joke being played, some game in which he has been exploited and turned into a fool. The question posed in the poem is there more to life than just constantly having to be watchful and constantly having to escape from the jaws of Mr. Big Teat? The Roadrunner's conclusion is less than convincing. He asks himself that by accepting his lot in life and not questioning his position of being stuck in a rut, does this make him less stupid as he's doing what he's good at, which is being fast? The second heading in your worksheet is theme. While the poem has many features that are very amusing, there is also a more serious side to the poem, which sees the poet, Tim Siebels, comment on life and success and how people can sometimes feel trapped in a routine of meeting expectations and fulfilling certain roles. So, on one level, the poem is something we can laugh at. It is equally silly, playful and entertaining. But as the poem progresses, Siebels begins to explore the theme of identity, of our role in life and the extent to which we are fulfilled by the daily chores of living. And remarkably, we suddenly begin to feel a little like the Roadrunner. And as that happens, his questions become our questions and his unease becomes our unease. And we wonder, should we just accept that our lives are sometimes funny, sometimes a little strange, and merely carry on without asking too many questions? In your own words, say concisely what your understanding of the theme is and add one or two phrases from the poem in support of your answer. We move now to quote 3. There are many playful and amusing phrases and descriptions in this poem, but there are also several more subtle lines that suggest Roadrunner's unease as he begins to question his job satisfaction and purpose in life. Find 3 quotations that suggest these ideas, or 3 of your favourite lines from the poem, and say why you chose them. Perhaps you would prefer to select an amusing line, or a vivid description, or a more reflective line in the poem. The fourth heading in your worksheet is imagery, and there are several amusing images in this poem. For example, in the opening lines, Roadrunner wonders if the sun is actually pasted onto the sky as it never moves. Or what about the humorous image of that damn coyote always scheming, always licking his skinny chops in lines 11 and 12. Another striking image is that of the Roadrunner's speed, in which our protagonist claims that he can still make the horizon in 2 shakes of a snake's tongue in lines 30 and 31. What about the image of Mr. Big Teat with his arsenal of devices, including tiger traps and instant tornado seeds, designed to trick and trap the Roadrunner in lines 34 and 35? There's also the wonderfully ironic image of the river at the bottom of a deep valley, which, when viewed from a height, appears to look like a crayon doodle, which, of course, is exactly as it appears in the cartoon. The next heading on the worksheet is language. Siebels uses conversational, accessible language throughout the poem. Being a persona poem, the voice we hear is that of the Roadrunner. His language is quite simple, yet very descriptive, and includes a number of colloquial phrases such as I mean, so, and come on, which are repeated throughout the poem. Siebels also uses idioms in the poem. An idiom is an expression or a group of words whose meaning is different from the meaning of the individual words in the expression. For example, I've bitten off more than I can chew. This expression means that you've taken on too much of something, maybe too much work, which is resulting in a stressful or difficult experience. Another example is the idiom to shoot yourself in the foot. What does this idiom mean? Other idioms we hear regularly are over the moon or wake up and smell the coffee. In the poem, Siebels uses the idiom, I get the big picture. What does this idiom mean? By using idioms and colloquial phrases, Siebels builds a sense of familiarity between the narrator and the reader. We get a sense that the roadrunner assumes that we understand his expressions, that we get and understand what he means. This creates a sense that the roadrunner is speaking directly to us as an equal, involving the reader directly in the poem. We almost feel as if we are standing on the set of a cartoon, watching the antics of the coyote while being briefed by the roadrunner in familiar conversational language. Of course, this might just be the effect that Siebels is trying to achieve, and as the poem progresses, we may even begin to feel that we are a roadrunner of sorts, always dashing from A to B, caught in some sort of rat race. We move on now to form. Commercial Break Roadrunner Uneasy is a persona poem. It is also an allegory. This means that the poem can be interpreted at a deeper level, moving beyond the specific characters, events, and the realm of the poem to reveal a broader message about life. The poem sits lightly on the page, consisting mostly of couplets with many lines flowing along speedily to reflect the motion of the roadrunner as he escapes the menacing and ravenous coyote. For example, the roadrunner tells us that he is capable and quick, that he can still make the horizon in two shakes of a snake's tongue, in lines 30 and 31. The fast-flowing rhythm and enjambment also captures the stream of the roadrunner's thoughts and consciousness, which is going at a rate of a mile a minute, and the poem's spacing and bold and italic font add to this. However, Siebels slows the rhythm of the poem right down by using punctuation when the roadrunner becomes more reflective. For example, when he asks, you've got to wonder, at least a little, if this could be a setup, in lines 18 and 19. When we think about sound in the poem, there are several examples of alliteration and assonance. For example, note the assonance in lines 13 and 14 with the rhyming of speed and need, that E sound capturing the dashing movements of the roadrunner. In line 16, the grass is always greener is an example of alliteration, which is an ironic statement since the roadrunner lives in desert habitat. In line 34, the alliteration in the phrase tiger traps effectively suggests the snap of the trap and the sharp sound of that repeated letter T. We move on then to tone and mood. Many of the questions that Roadrunner contemplates and is uneasy about in the poem reflect at a deeper level quite serious questions and issues that concern Siebels as a poet and as a person. You can read about Siebels' perspective in your Poetry Speaks textbook and his insistence that people should not just be paychecks, car loans and mortgages. The inquisitive tone of Roadrunner's narration continues throughout the poem. Even his final conclusion, which begins with so, ends with a question mark, capturing not only the reflectiveness, uncertainty and unease of Roadrunner, but also that his questions and observations remain unanswered, meaning Roadrunner is as uneasy at the start of the poem as he is at the end. We can easily imagine that as soon as the commercial break is over and the show returns, Roadrunner will be on the run from Coyote yet again, giving up his old conspiracy theories. However, it is important to note that there will be many more commercial breaks for the Roadrunner, meaning more time for contemplating, probing questions about his life. When you turn to mood, then, Think about your own thoughts and feelings as you read the poem. Did you watch Siebel's perform the poem on stage? Did the poet's playful element appeal to you more, or were you interested in taking some deeper meaning from the symbolism in the poem, through which Siebel presents thought-provoking ideas that could apply perhaps to all of our lives? The final heading on your worksheet is personal response. Siebel has said that poetry should speak to students about their lives now and into the future. Did you take any message from the poem that might be helpful to you in reflecting on your life in the present or future? Would you agree with Siebel that there should be more to life than working hard and paying bills? What do you expect from your life? While we may laugh at the Roadrunner for being so naive, gullible, and even trusting, we must also admire him for his questioning nature. When we apply the poem to our own lives and what drives us in life, perhaps the laugh begins to fade, and maybe we have more in common with the Roadrunner than we might have previously imagined. Consider some of these ideas and then write a brief personal response to the poem into your worksheet.